Matt Bonner joins us now. You may remember that name. Absolutely. An NBA basketball star from Concord, where he grew up and graduated with high honors from Concord High School, won 3 state basketball championships, plus a full scholarship at University of Florida, and also plays for the San Antonio Spurs. And Matt Bonner, welcome to Bulldog Live right here in New Hampshire. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Bulldog. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, a lot of people who picked up the Union Leader today have certainly seen your letter, which we shared with our listeners last week, your letter opposing the Northern Pass Project. So what on earth got a basketball great during the championship season to take the time to write this letter?
Well, it was brought, the issue was brought to my attention by a very close friend, Joe Drinan, who is obviously also opposed to it, and did some research, looked into what was really going on, and couldn't sit idly by while something like that happened to my home state.
Yeah, and this is a place where, I mean, your first paragraphs in the letter certainly echo a lot of sentiments from people who are from New Hampshire. Even if they've ended up relocating elsewhere, they hold New Hampshire near and dear to their hearts.
Absolutely, and it's no different with me. I'm very, very pro New Hampshire, proud to be from such a beautiful state, and I want to keep it that way.
Well, absolutely, because as we look at this with the prospect of 135-foot-tall towers marring the landscape and cutting a whole new swath through the North Country, you know, what one has to wonder what would be the purpose of it, and you know, why would a huge corporation like Hydro-Québec want to do this to us?
I know, exactly, and the answer, I think, is money. They are going to make a lot of money off this, and also I think it's because they couldn't do it through New York. Like, I read some articles about how they tried to do this, the same thing through upstate New York, and same thing that happened there, that's happening now in New Hampshire, happened there. The public kind of got wind of it and decided they didn't like it and did a good enough job to get through to their politicians to stop it.
Well, one of the things that's coming up that is indirectly related to the Northern Pass Project, or even directly, depending upon your view of it, and that is the legislation that's going to be heard tomorrow, House Bill 648, before the Senate Judiciary Committee, which would ban the use of eminent domain for a transmission line project that is not needed for system reliability of the power grid.
Yeah, it's an interesting political way to try to hinder the progress of this project. You know, I think ideally you wouldn't even want to have to use politics. You know, just enough people showing that they don't want it would be enough. But, you know, maybe this would work.
Well, you know, that certainly is a groundswell of opposition to this. And I'll tell you, Matt, one of the things that I've noticed, and that is there is no hint of any partisan politics anywhere in this fight. This is just people who are concerned about New Hampshire and the way of life that we have here, and that is what they have been saying over and over again, irrespective of politics.
Yeah, and same with me. It has nothing to do with politics. You know, it has to do with, I think, what's right, what we stand for as a state, what we value, and building these huge power lines to export energy into the grid to supply Southern New England states that need it when we don't doesn't seem to be the right thing.
Yeah, well, one of the things that you mentioned here in your letter, and that is, I mean, you certainly know where things have to go. Securing a presidential permit from the Department of Energy, a White Mountain National Forest special use permit from the Department of Agriculture, a site evaluation certificate of approval, as well as the New Hampshire Public Utilities Commission approval. And, you know, we're also looking at, you know, would the elected officials, as I've been saying, wouldn't even have a say in this, but there's got to be some show of support, or if they use their, well, bully pulpit, so to say, no to this, then that could have an influence as well, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the more opposition, the better. And when you get into higher up places, like people in political office, it can only help the cause.
Sure. Well, I mean, you're spending a lot of time in San Antonio today, Matt Bonner, and, you know, it's certainly a different landscape there than what New Hampshire has, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't even remember the last time it rained here.
It's been raining all week. Here, you want some?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, certainly you must miss the trees and the mountains and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I remember growing up and going up to the mountains and the White Mountains and Winnipesaukee and the beach and even the Merrimack River, which my dad still won't swim in. But, there's so much natural beauty in the state of New Hampshire, and anything that threatens that it should be an enemy to everybody.
Well, and that's what you said right there, that this is, certainly an enemy to all the people of New Hampshire. And looking at our, our country is facing some growing energy demands. I mean, you know, we all like to have our, toys and electronic toys and the like. But what do you see as a possible solution, though, to all of that?
I think solar energy is a possible solution. I think energy conservation. You know, I've traveled the world, and most other places don't waste electricity like we do in America. And I think if we could somehow adopt some of their strategies or what they do to kind of cut down on energy use, that would definitely increase or decrease our need for electricity and help bridge the gap between what we need and what we get. But I think long term, as the population grows and develops and the need for more energy grows regardless, I really like solar energy, and the technology is improving year after year. Obama's been trying to put some more money into developing it. And I think as we move forward, that's a huge way for us to kind of move away from fossil fuels and Even hydroelectric, having to dam rivers and flood millions of acres of land and build giant power poles through beautiful states. You know, it's an alternate, and it's a hard road, but I think we can do it.
Well, and we can do it on an individual basis, which is something that I actually talk about here a couple times a month. I have a very good local sponsor, GES Solar Store in Concord, who helps people do that, on their own individual level. They don't have to wait for anybody else. They can do it themselves.
Yeah, that's awesome. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's really good, because we talk about ways to preserve, to conserve energy as well as make themselves a little more energy efficient, as well as energy independent, in their own homes. So, it's certainly a great thing, because, you pointed out Stony Field Yogurt as a multinational corporation who is able to do this without trampling on their neighbors.
Yeah, I have a ton of respect for that company and what they've done. They've, pretty much single-handedly changed the way food is mass produced. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Food Inc. or any of those kind of documentary style films where, basically, we were heading down a bad road and Stonyfield came in and kind of rewrote the book. And, the public demand is going to drive where things go, just like with energy, it's the same thing in food. And now you're seeing organic, greener products in the stores from Walmart to your local corner store.
Well, look here in your own hometown of Concord. I mean, we have the farmer's market that sets up shop, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's an awesome spot to go in and get some good locally grown food.
Yeah, it sure is. Matt Bonner joining us here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse, talking about his letter that opposes the Northern Pass Project. You wrote something in this letter, too. People want to check this out in the Union Leader. about this whole thing, stinking of a business ethics case study and what we should do to them. I really like this, and you even use a few words of French that, I'm not fluent in French.
I actually got Tony Parker to help me with that.
That's great. Well, it's live free or die in French, isn't it?
Yes, it says live free or die in France. And What we should do to him was a bit of humor. Obviously, I don't think we should literally do that, but I thought it would be funny. And just wanted to show how passionate I am about New Hampshire and protecting our state.
Well, I certainly hope that people do take listen to what you're saying, and those who are all involved in the decision-making process from the top to the bottom in this. And Matt Bonner, before I have to let you go here, I can't resist the opportunity for you to speak to our very own Ken Kale, the better half of the New Hampshire Wake Up Show, who is a sports aficionado himself, and love to talk to you about your time with the San Antonio Spurs. So, Matt, meet Ken Kale.
Matt, how you doing?
And good, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Matt. And I bet Bulldog would not be surprised to also know. He read down your credentials a few minutes ago, but you know, Matt was also the valedictorian of his class at Concord High School.
Very good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have something in common.
Something in common.
No, not me.
No, he wasn't, and no. I wasn't, but you were.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that part about you being a valedictorian. So.
I misheard what you said.
But I just want to get, I know we only have Matt for a couple more minutes, but just wanted to get his take on what's going on right now, and certainly Dirk Nowitzki had quite a game last night.
Yeah, he remains to be on fire in the playoffs. As someone who likes basketball, I'll be interested to see what adjustments Oklahoma City makes going into Game 2 to try to, you know, keep the ball out of his hands.
Well, it's going to be a difficult task. He has a great supporting cast, as you well know. No question about it. How do you see that series going with Dallas up one game to none?
It's hard to tell after the first game. You know, the first game's kind of a feeler game. Second game, teams make adjustments. And you'll be able to get a better picture of how it's going to go.
Kevin Durant, you've played against him. Just give us your impressions of him.
Oh, he's an amazing player. And obviously he's very talented and skilled. But to me, there's two things that really set him apart. One, his length. He's about, you know, 6'11 with a 7-whatever wingspan. And it's almost impossible to block his shot, and obviously that helps him on defense as well. And then number two, his work ethic, his passion, his love for the game. He's not a diva superstar. He loves the game. He works harder than anyone else, and he's still really young, so that's going to take him really far.
And before we let you go, how about the East? How do you see that one playing out with the Bulls up one game to none heading into tonight's game two against Miami?
Same thing. It's really hard to make predictions after game one. The Bulls definitely looked really good in game one, but, you know, things can change. Miami didn't play well. We'll see how they bounce back.
And how about Derrick Rose? I want to get your impressions of him.
He is an athletic freak of nature, just incredible speed, quickness, leaping ability, body control. And if he's making jump shots, it's almost impossible to guard him.
I know your season came to a disappointing end against Memphis. What are some of the things the Spurs are going to do in the off season, or some of the things that you think that should take place in the next few months?
You know what? I'm not sure. You know, we had a very successful regular season, so it was disappointing going out in the first round. As far as personnel and what the team is going to do, I'm not sure. I have no idea. We definitely have some older guys on the team, so I'm hoping everybody will be back, but you never know.
Any thoughts on the possible labor situation in the NBA?
Obviously, everybody's predicting lockout, you know, the owners and the players. A lot of posturing going on, you know, watching to see what's happening with the NFL lockout. Especially the court case. So I think waiting for the final decision in the appeals court on that. And hopefully it doesn't happen. You know, the NBA's got a lot of momentum right now. Things are good, so we don't want to mess that up.
Matt, always a pleasure chatting with you, Bulldog.
All right. Well, Matt, thank you again very much, and thank you for being an inspiration in our local community on many counts. And I'd be neglectful to mention the Concord Boys and Girls Club that you've supported in the past, too.
Oh, well, thank you for that, and I hope everybody, can people show up on, what is it, Thursday, that they vote on the bill?
Yep, tomorrow afternoon, the Senate Judiciary Committee will hear the bill, House Bill 648, that will protect landowners in New Hampshire.
And you're supposed to wear orange, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so show up wearing orange, and I think it's an important bill regardless. I mean, can you imagine working your putting your whole life into your house and your property and your land, and then all of a sudden someone says, hey, we're going to build these power lines through it. Sorry, nothing you can do about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine. So hopefully people show up and support that.
Well, very good. Well, Matt Bonner, thank you very much. A great pleasure chatting with you, and thank you for taking the time to talk with Ken Kale as well.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
All right, you're welcome. Take care.